I spoke to Shimon before the podcast as to our next segment, and we were mulling over various topics. And he said, did you see Avi Gabay, the leader basically what was formerly the Labor Party, now called the Machane Hatzioni, the Zionist camp? Did you see him basically decapitate, for lack of a better word, Tzipi Livni, fire her from his party, throw her into the political wilderness, you know, sort of live on air? This was live. Mm-hmm. He had summoned a meeting of his coalition, asked her to be there. She said she couldn't on that particular day, so he made it seem as if he was being very gracious and said, no problem, I'll move it for you. Then he had the press there, who really didn't want to be at this event, because who cares to be at the meeting of the Labor Coalition, this dead horse party. And he had photographers placed in strategic of the press in strategic positions so that they could get her facial reaction as he fired her live in front of the press. So I'm just wondering what you thought of it, and what does that show you about Avi Gabay, etc.?
Well, again, as I've said quite a few times in my short life, there's nothing as great as wonderful live television. Wonderful live television is just wonderful. And seeing that was really something.
It was better than Milton Berle.
It was like the golden age of TV.
Right.
Wow, look what just happened. Look, Avi Gabay has famously not really impressed the Israeli electorate since he became the head of the Zionist camp, the Labor Party. One sort of unimpressive performance and statement and behavior after the other. And this, you know, this really topped them all. Again, I have to think, if he wasn't literally thinking about Trump, he was certainly thinking about some Trumpian ideals of, I got to show that I'm strong and I'm tough and I don't give a damn and who's boss and who's who. And one can't help but notice that he did it to a woman. So, I don't know, would he have done it to a man who was in a similar position? I guess so, I don't know. But it certainly seems worse that he chose to do it to a woman and perhaps would not have done this to a man. But it's grotesque. And whatever credibility he might have had, which is really not much, I think has to be gone now. I wasn't hoping to need to vote for him this time around. I certainly hope to not vote for him now. But I will say, and this is the funny thing about Bibi Netanyahu, he looks better and better as his opposition sort of keeps doing these things. You know, there was also another sort of explosion in the camp of the religious Zionists, which we'll talk about also. It makes them, I think, look unprofessional and you know, bad in many ways. Bibi does somehow succeed. And I don't know, Teflon Man is maybe too cliche. He does succeed. Even I personally, there's a lot he does that I don't like, both in terms of the corruption issues, also in terms of his really lack of interest in moving any kind of peace process anywhere. He's done with that. He's given into his right wing. And I really dislike what he's done to Israel's economy. He's a Republican. He's a Milton Friedman Republican. And I think Israel's the worst for it. But still, he manages to look like a guy, that could be the prime minister. He could be the prime minister. It's not just because he looks like it. He continually does good things on the world stage and on the security stage. And the other guys keep stumbling over themselves. It's interesting. It's really an interesting phenomenon.
I just got to take one issue with you with regard to how he looks these days. He did a video, which if people haven't seen here in Israel or abroad, basically, this is the last video he did, basically against the Attorney General. He said, you know, in the Middle East, someone is accused of theft, and they cut off the guy's arm, and then the guy appeals. And he says, in the meantime, he wins on appeal, but he's without an arm. And he was comparing that to his situation. I thought he looked... talking of Milton Berle, which is a few years before my time, but he really looked like a super bad comedian. I guess it plays well with the base, but for anyone else, I said, have we really, you know, come to this point where he's doing, you know, bad shtick comedy about his legal situation? I did not think that looked prime ministerial.
Yeah. No, I agree. And I agree with your mentioning playing to the base is crucial. That seems to be everyone's default position these days, right, is you play to the basest elements in your base. I don't know. I'm sort of waiting for the tipping point, but I'm just done with Netanyahu. And I do come back to, I don't know that I see a good option, a good alternative on the horizon. And when I say this to a lot of people, they cut it out. You just somehow you're enthralled. You've been hypnotized by the BB halo or his charisma or whatever the heck it is. There are plenty of good people out there, and you know what? There must be, but I don't know. They look worse and worse sometimes. But yeah, things are looking very bad. I agree with you, and the ongoing attacks against democratic institutions and the rule of law and also sort of sanity and reasonable thinking are quite troubling, yes.